Now, the next incident I'll share with you is actually Jibreel giving advice in a very subtle way, but it's profound advice as well. This narration that I'm about to share with you is so profound. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, in his famous book, Al-Khushu' fi Salah, Humility in Prayer, the last chapter is just about this hadith, even though it has nothing to do with prayer, because of what it means. The Prophet ﷺ, he says in authentic hadith that I was sitting with Jibreel alayhi salam. فَإِذَا انشَقَّ أُفُقُ السَّمَاءِ. And then all of a sudden the sky split. وَنَزَلَ مَلَكٌ. And an angel came down. فَأَقْبَلَ إِلَيْنَا. And he started to come close to us. Now you want to know what makes this narration so strange? Rasulullah ﷺ says, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ جِبْرِيلُ تَصَاغَرْ. When Jibreel saw this angel, he became smaller. He held himself. The ulama say tasagar, he held himself, like bracing for something. The angel came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, inni Rasulullah ilayk. I'm a messenger that's been sent to you from God. Ukhayyiruka. I'm giving you a choice. Baina an takuna nabiyan abda aw nabiyan malika. I'm here to give you a choice. Either you live, you're a prophet who lives like a king, or a prophet that lives like a humble slave. Who can give me an example of nabiyan malika? A prophet that lives like a king. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, and Nabi and Malika means that you'll live comfortable. Look, you can have a great life, live very comfortably, be a king, have the riches of this world, do whatever you want, and you'll still have the hereafter. It's not going to decrease from you in any way whatsoever. So you can either be that, or you can continue to live like a humble slave. I mean, the Prophet alayhi salam used to go nights in hunger, stones tied to his stomach. He suffered from poverty at the very worst, even after success, right? So you have a choice now. So the Prophet ﷺ said, فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ جِبْرِيلِ. I looked at Jibreel. He said, فَأَشَارَ إِلَيَّ أَنْ تَوَاضَعُ. Jibreel did this. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I said to him, بَلْ نَبِيًا عَبْدًا. I'll choose to be a prophet that lives like a humble slave. So the angel left. So I looked at Jibreel alayhi salam. This was very strange. Jibreel alayhi salam said, هذا الملك, this angel, لم ينزل قبل اليوم. He's never been down before this day. So the Prophet ﷺ says, فما بالك تصغرت. Why is it that you got smaller and were afraid? He said, والله ما ظننته نزل إلا بقيام الساعة. He said, I swear by Allah, I didn't think that he came except to announce the day of judgment. Who was that angel? Israfil. When Jibreel saw Israfil come down, he thought it was all over. So Jibreel even became afraid at the sight of Israfil. And Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he ends his book with Bal Nabiyan Abda, choose to be a humble servant. And how did this affect the Prophet ﷺ physically as well? I mean, obviously he continued to live in very humble means. The Prophet ﷺ, when he used to eat his food, sometimes he'd lay back, recline and eat. But after that incident, the Prophet ﷺ would only eat his food sitting up. So the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that you only eat your food sitting up? He said, because this is more befitting for Nabiyan Abda, for a prophet that will live like a humble slave. So it affected the Prophet ﷺ. That incident actually affected the Prophet ﷺ. And you know what I think about this? 23 years before this incident, how traumatized was the Prophet ﷺ by the sight of Jibreel? And he didn't even know who Allah was or what Allah wanted from him. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. In just 23 years, the most beloved sight to the Prophet ﷺ was seeing Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam said to the Prophet ﷺ, the one who gave him all those advices we talked about, he said to him, look, I'm here to give you a choice. Either you can choose to remain amongst your companions and live well, or you can have the companionship of the Most High, Al-A'la, Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam, when he said that, the Prophet ﷺ responded, Bal Rafiq al-A'la, Bal Rafiq al-A'la, Allahumma Rafiq al-A'la. Oh Allah, the companionship of the Most High. I want the companionship of the Most High. I want the companionship of the Most High. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the Prophet ﷺ soul left his body as he was saying, Al-Rafiq al-A'la, the Most High, the companionship of the Most High. His hand fell and the Prophet ﷺ died. Aisha radiallahu anha, when that happened, she screamed. And everyone, when they heard the scream of Aisha, they knew that the Prophet ﷺ passed away. Fatima radiallahu anha, she was sitting in the hijr, she was sitting in the room next door. And when she heard that, she said some of the most beautiful words. She knew that she was about to die as well, by the way. And subhanAllah, the prophecy was fulfilled because Fatima got sick 4 months later and died out of nowhere. Fatima radiallahu anha, when she heard Aisha scream, she looked up and she said, Ya Abata, min Rabbihi ma adna. Oh my dear father, how close you are now to your Lord. Ya Abata, ila Jibreel an'a. Oh, my dear father, to Jibreel we announce your death. Ya abata, jannatul firdausi ma'wa. Oh, my dear father, paradise is now your abode. And she recited it over and over and over again. That how close you are now to Allah. To Jibreel we announce that you've departed. And Jannatul Firdaus is now your place.